it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Anyone who's rung the 1800 number, or indeed the Melbourne number of Blind Citizens Australia, over the last couple of weeks will have noticed that there's a new telephone system installed. In just a few moments, Steve Richardson will give us a bit of a run-through of the telephone system, how it works, and what you can expect to hear. But in the meantime, I spoke with Emma Bennison about the rationale for this new telephone system and just what it means for Blind Citizens Australia. Emma, finally some good news for people who don't have access to the internet or email, a new phone system for Blind Citizens Australia.
Yeah, that's right. This has been over 12 months in the making. We've been spending an enormous amount of time attempting to find a system that is not only fully accessible for our staff to use, because as your listeners would know, most of our staff are blind or vision impaired, so we needed to find an accessible alternative. And we found that, but we also wanted a system which would not only be able to allow our staff to answer the phones from wherever they are in the country, because we have staff working across the country, but we also wanted a system that would enable us to provide audio information through the system to keep our members up to date as to what BCA was currently working on. So we've achieved all of that, and we've also got a facility by which people can leave feedback through a voicemail system.
Perhaps you could go through some of the things that you envisage will be on the IVR system once it's completely established.
Yeah, sure. So on the system, and for those people who don't know, IVR stands for Interactive Voice Response System. And so what that actually means is that when you dial in, you get offered a number of options, and one of those is to press zero to speak to an operator, which is what most people will probably want to do most of the time. But if you do want to hear information about BCA's campaigns and events, there's a button for that. You can hear information specific to a particular state once that's all uploaded. We have got some information up there at the moment, but we will be getting more up-to-date information uploaded as we go along. And you can also, as I said, leave feedback if you want to by pressing one of those buttons. So there's a lot of flexibility in the system for us to add to it as well. So, you know, if people feel like there's information that they'd like to have that they don't currently have access to through the system, they can obviously leave some feedback and let us know, and we will endeavour to make that possible. Obviously, there's a limit to what we can provide, but we do want to make it as useful for our members as possible.
And how will it be updated?
So we can update it, as frequently as we like. We are already talking with branch presidents, for example, and other leaders in the organisation about providing us with information that we can put onto the system, and then it will just be a matter of us recording that information, and then we send it to the provider and they upload it for us. So it's a fairly simple process. We just need to make sure that we've got timely and accurate information that we can put up. And you know, once we iron out some of the initial teething problems, I would hope that at a minimum we will have the system updated, you know, once a fortnight.
I'm interested in your comments earlier about enabling people from all over the country to answer the telephone system. Is this a way of cost saving for BCA in terms of the provision of mobile phones and things like that for employees?
I think over time it will be. At the moment, you know, some staff have mobile phones, depending on their role and their need for that. It will, over time, I think, probably negate the need for that, because with this new system, They can use either a PC version of the app to answer the phone, or they can use an app on their phone, their smartphone, to enable them to answer the call or transfer or whatever. And the beauty of that is that when they answer the call, no matter what app they're using to do so, from the caller's perspective, it looks to the caller as though they're answering from BCA. So there won't be any kind of disruption to the service, and it will be fairly seamless, hopefully, for people to be able to receive calls.
That's pretty exciting, because I know that BCA is moving more towards a culture of not having a centralised office. In fact, at the moment, you've got at least two fairly major offices. And to be able to have everybody addressed under the one telephone number and completely seamlessly, especially with people working from home, must be a real advantage.
It's a huge advantage. And the other advantage to it is that you know, it doesn't fall to one or two people who happen to be in our Melbourne office, as it has done in the last few months particularly, to answer the telephone. So anybody, no matter whether they're working from home, whether they're working from the Melbourne office, the Sydney office, or anywhere else, can be part of the pool of people that answers the telephone. So that takes a lot of pressure off, you know, the one or two people who it's fallen to in recent months, and hopefully means that, generally speaking, there'll be less times when people will call up and get voicemail. That will still happen from time to time, because of course there's always going to be times when, you know, we have a whole heap of people away sick or out of the office on training or whatever else happens in any business, but we do hope to minimise that as much as possible. The other thing that people will notice is that all staff will now have an individual voicemail. So if you're put through to a staff member and they're not available for whatever reason, you will have the option of leaving them a personal voicemail. So you don't have to rely on another staff member to take a message for you. You'll be able to leave your own voicemail for that staff member and be confident that, you know, they'll receive that and can get back to you. So I think that's another huge advantage to it as well.
Steve's about to give us a demonstration on how the phone system works, but in the meantime, thanks very much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me.
And now we head to Brisbane. Here's Steve Richardson.
Thanks, Vaughan. I think the best way that we can demonstrate this system is to actually make a call so that I can take you through the sorts of things that you'll hear and the responses that will be required. Before I do that, I'll explain a bit about how the system works. It's a menu-based system, and I'm sure that most of us will have had some experience with those. Press 1 for this, press 2 for that, so forth and so on. It's fairly simple. There aren't too many options to have to worry about. And there is always a zero option at the end. And that enables you to speak to someone if your inquiries need further assistance. I'll warn you at this stage that the announcements that you hear during this phone call may not be the ones you hear when you call. The system's in its infancy and is still being periodically updated. So without further ado, let's make a call. We can do that by phoning the toll-free number 1-800-033-660.
Welcome to Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. For information about our current activities, press 1. To leave us feedback, press 2. To speak to one of our staff, press 0.
Okay, so I want information about current activities, so I'll press 1.
To find out how you can get involved in our national campaigns or upcoming events, press 1. To find out what is happening in your state, press 2. To find out about our latest publications, press 3. Or to speak with one of our staff, press 0.
Okay, so I'll press 2 to find out what's happening in my state.
State-specific information. For the Australian Capital Territory, press 1. For New South Wales, press 2. For Victoria, press 3. For Queensland, press 4. For South Australia, press 5. For Western Australia, press 6. For Tasmania, press 7. Or press 0 to speak to one of our staff.
Okay, so you can see that it always gives you that 0 option at the end. I'm in Queensland, so I'll hit 4.
Queensland. Brisbane Branch General Meeting to be held in May. State-specific information. For the Australian Capital Territory, press 1. For New South Wales, press 2. For Victoria, press 3.
So I have friends in Victoria. This time I'm going to press 3.
For Victoria. Victoria Workshop. Getting what you need in the new world of disability care and support. The introduction of the National Disability Insurance Scheme and My Aged Care have led to big changes to the way in which people who are blind or vision impaired access services. Throughout April, May and June, we will be hosting several workshops across Victoria to provide more information about these schemes and answer people's questions.
And so on and so on. Now, one thing to bear in mind here is that there seems to be no way to get back to the main menu. In some menu-based phone systems, you can hit star and go back that way. In this particular case, it doesn't seem to be working. I can't get out of the Victorian information.
What you will need to do to put your support plan into action.
Which is still going on. So you'll just have to wait for that one to finish itself and then continue on with what you want to do.
State-specific information.
Okay, so it's jumped back to the state-specific information. And when I press star at this point.
This key is not valid. Please try again.
State-specific information.
So that's the last menu option you have. But of course, at the end, you can dial 0 to speak to someone, and that's what we're going to do now.
Hello, Blind Citizens Australia. Tony Grant speaking.
Yeah, hi Tony. My name's Steve Richardson. I'm in Queensland. I'm just wondering how I might get some assistance for some advocacy here.
The best suggestion I can make is what I'll do, Steve, is pass on your details to Lauren, who's the boss of the advocacy department, and she can either get back to you herself or get Ricky Chaplin to get back to you.
So there you go. I've found out what's happening in my state and who I can contact if I've got a problem.
Thanks, Steve. That's it for this week's program. But if you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, Steve gave you the number earlier, but I'll repeat it here again. 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. Email bca@bca.org.au or have a look at the website www.bca.org.au. Thanks for joining us this week. Talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams, of our dreams.